Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 17th, 2021. Today is Ash Wednesday. Thank you for joining me for another edition of Lenten Diaries. This is the ninth Lent we've spent together in this fashion, and I so appreciate all of you who have been so faithful in joining me on these daily Lenten talks over the course of the years. This year's Lenten diaries are going to be a bit different than in years past. Two ways. One is that I'm posting a video version on my YouTube page, so if you would like to see me talk as opposed to just hearing me talk, it'll be on my YouTube page at A Soul Worker. But of course, it'll still be available on the Audio Boom podcast platform. The second way that this year is different is that I am using each day as an opportunity to reflect on a passage from the Gospel of John. I'm reading through John's Gospel this Lent, and I'm inviting people to join me on that journey. If you want to see a copy, if you haven't seen a schedule of the daily readings, if you'd like to see that, you can go to trinitywauwatosa.org. And you can click on our Tidings newsletter page, and I think that's where the PDF is posted. Or if you can't find it, if you'll email me at tosapriest@gmail.com, I will send you the link back around so that you can follow along in the Gospel of John. Finally, a word about these devotions. They literally are going to be devotions. I'm reading the Gospel of John devotionally as opposed to exegetically, which means that I'm not going to spend a lot of time giving background on the text and talking about those kinds of things. I'm just reading the text as a part of my daily discipline. And so these devotions are simply going to be me telling you what stood out for me in my reading. So that's probably enough background. Today's reading in the schedule is John chapter 1, verses 1 through 35. And most of us are pretty familiar with those first 14 verses of chapter 1. We hear it every year at Christmas. It begins with that soaring language. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then it sort of concludes this magnificent prologue at around verse 14. For the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Those are very familiar words, but then I kept reading. And there's a verse right after verse 14 that I've probably overlooked from time to time over the course of the years, because we read those first 14 verses, and then we pick up later on in the church year reading about Jesus' baptism and the call of his first disciples and whatnot in John chapter 1. But here's the verse that stood out to me in today's passage. From his, that is from Jesus, from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. So in verse 14, John says, we beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But it is from Christ's fullness, it is from Christ's completeness, that those of us who have been adopted into his family by virtue of our baptisms and our belief and our faith, we have received from Christ's fullness, out of Christ's overflow, we have received grace upon grace. Now, grace is one of those sort of religious words that we toss about a lot, and maybe we haven't thought lately about what it means. Well, for me, grace means the things that I weren't expecting, and the things that are over and above, and the extra blessings, and the things that probably, if I were to be honest, aren't deserved at all. I didn't do anything in my own will or in my own actions to merit God's love. God loved me before I even knew there was a God. God loved me from the moment, or maybe before the moment, I drew my first breath. And that's the same with every one of us. God loves us just as we are and for who we are as God's own creation. And so, if you think about that, life itself, the ability to draw a breath, is grace. The ability to take in God's creation is grace. The ability to be known and to know others is grace. The ability to understand, how blessed we are by God's love and God's care. A blessing that has absolutely nothing to do with what we've accomplished or what we have in our bank account. The grace of God is given to all equally and without reservation. And that grace comes from God through the full reflection of God in the person of Jesus. And Jesus' fullness is full of grace and truth. And that fullness, that overflow, spills out upon us as grace. I know it's hard to think about grace right now. We've been ongoing a year on now into this pandemic. For many of us, it has been a struggle. There have been people who have lost loved ones, lost jobs, lost income, lost health. The losses of this past year are even now immeasurable. And so to juxtapose the notion that we receive from the fullness of God's grace through Jesus, to juxtapose that over and against our own feelings of emptiness on this Ash Wednesday, it may be a big stretch for some of us. But no matter how difficult our time has been for this last year, the one thing that has not changed is that we are situated right in the middle of God's love. So, as we begin our Lenten journey together, I would like us to reflect upon the fact that we are not beginning this journey empty-handed. We may be weary, we may be tired, we may be sad, we may be anxious, but we are not beginning from a place of emptiness. We are beginning this Lenten journey together from a place of grace. And that grace has come to us through our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Tune in tomorrow. I'll be here. Have a good day.